AP Update, I'm Carlotta Bradley. Police in New York City say emergency workers have found a second body today in the mass of rubble left behind by an apparent gas explosion 3 days earlier in Manhattan's East Village. Max Browning, who lives in a building next to the site of the explosion and collapse, says he still can't live in his apartment, but knows that others are much worse off.
Nobody chooses to be involved in these situations, but when you're thrust into them, so many other people have it a lot worse and need a lot more help than you do. So you're just thankful that, you know, you've got friends and family to rely on, and, you know, the city is doing the best I can.
He says it's still uncertain when he can get back into his place.
I would like to think a week. I don't know. I think nobody really knows, because if they get one bad test of asbestos or anything, I'm sure that pushes the timeline back of what they can do.
Mayor Bill de Blasio has said someone may have improperly tapped a gas line before the explosion that injured 22 people, four critically. AP Update. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.